The Accidental Terrorist. Setting the Record Straight. A special feature in which William Shun confesses before God and man which elements of his memoir may have been slightly exaggerated and which others are strictly true. We join the discussion, already in progress.
I really don't know what else...
Donald William Shun II, thou shalt set the record straight.
God! Sometimes you just startle the fuck out of me, God. Everybody, that's God, who I've hired to keep me on the straight and narrow path here at the Shuncast. He reminds me that it's time for me to discuss exactly what it is about the chapters you've heard today that was embellished, that deviated from the truth. Because we like to make the claim around here that at the Shuncast you get more pure, unadulterated memoir than you can get anywhere else. 95% unadulterated, only 5% embellished. See what other memoir can give you that kind of a ratio of truth to fiction. Please. But actually, I have to say that these two chapters were not much embellished at all. I mean, it was basically just, you know, going to church, playing the piano, and thinking back to when I was growing up with my friend Andy. Not his real name, by the way. That's one of the things that is embellished. Yeah, pretty much what happened in that chapter happened. I mean, the conversations might not have gone exactly that way, but you heard that in the disclaimer. I haven't taken liberties with Mormon history. There's rigorous documentation for just about everything that I wrote. However, I have recounted it with my tongue sort of in my cheek and put a sarcastic spin on it in many ways. So, you know, you can blame me for that, but the history is pretty much as good as I can make it.
The Accidental Terrorist, Setting the Record Straight. Copyright 2006-2009 by William Shun. All rights reserved. For more readings by William Shun, please visit shun.net/podcast or search for William Shun, S-H-U-N-N, in the podcast directory of the iTunes Music Store. This recording has been a production of Sinister Regard.